Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't worry, the weekend's almost here. Remember, as soon as the Thursday show's over, it is officially the weekend. Because Fridays don't count. Fridays are Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays. I know everybody sits around all day waiting until I come on the radio to give them Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So that, in my opinion, counts as the weekend. Now, let's get to a couple emails here. Don't bother calling yet. I might allow some phone calls later on in the show just because I'm in such a good mood today. Remember, I opened up the show. I told you, take heart. They overplayed their hand big time. I realize everything sucks. I get that, but let's get to some emails. Jesse, if you want a bed in your office without being creepy, you could put a Murphy bed in your office. You can get them that look like shelving when they're put away. It's something I've always wanted and plan on getting one in the future. Love your show, man. You know what a Murphy bed is? Murphy beds are the ones that fold up into the wall and they hide. That reminds me. I have some weapons. I have some weapons in the house. All right. And this is not news to anybody. I have some weapons in the house. They have these thingies. I don't know what they're called. I don't know what the company is. But they have these things where you'll have like a picture on the wall or a shelf or something like that. But really, there's a hidden compartment in it where if you just hit something, your guns will come out and you're ready to rock and roll. I've been wanting these things for so long, and the wife keeps complaining about it. So instead, it's just, look, I don't like it. I think we should get not only a Murphy bed for the office, I think we should start equipping the office with all these hidden weapon stashes. No, it would be sweet. What, Chris? It'd be sweet. You know, the suits might be uncomfortable. We might not. Let's not tell them. Well, see, that's the beauty of the shelving and stuff like that. Yeah, it's hidden. They'll never know. We'll have these fancy suits come in. Hello, Jesse. We are down here from New York wearing our silk pajamas. And they won't have any idea. Ah, yeah, you're really, really close to my 300 blackout right now. Please don't lean against that picture, boss. Sorry. All right. So that's a good idea. I like the Murphy bed. Jesse, here we go. Are there any examples in history of a peaceful transition back to normality once the communists gained control of society's institutions like they have here? Or has some level of violence always been necessary to make that transition back? You've mentioned the rise of Francisco Franco in Spain as a response to cultural filth, but didn't his ascendance come after a civil war and overthrowing the government? If a peaceful transition back is possible, what will it take to get us into a 1950s mode of rooting out communism wherever it can be found? Do we have to hit rock bottom first? My family loves your history lessons. You can use my name. His name is Jonathan. Okay, let's pause. It's probably the appropriate thing to talk about here for a moment. Let's talk about Spain and Francisco Franco and the Spanish Civil War. Spain was going through it since Spain's monarchs had fell. They had really been going through it, just trying to find. Remember, turnings are difficult, right? When you have a turning, when you cast off the old ways and you're finding new ways, that oftentimes comes with problems. And sadly for Spain, this was about the time communism was on the rise around the world. This was the early part of the 1900s. Communism was starting to catch on. It had already taken over in the Soviet Union, and it was starting to catch on. Well, there was a little bit of fascination with communism from a lot of different places. A lot of people were horrified by it. Some people were fascinated by it. But in the defense early on of the people who were fascinated by it, we didn't know the body count yet. We didn't know how truly horrific it really was. So Spain started to flirt with it too. But what the world was starting to figure out was this. Man, everywhere these communists go, there is death and misery And it's everywhere. There was no place where the communists took over that there was anything but death and misery. And people started to figure out, man, this is some kind of a death cult. So the communists were in Spain. Spain is obviously a traditionally very Catholic country. The communists were just absolute monsters there. Now, if your child has been educated in American schools, your child undoubtedly has been taught that Franco was some kind of evil monster dictator. And those saintly, gentle, those gentle hippie communists were just standing on the street corners smoking hand-rolled cigarettes when that evil, mean Franco came in. No, the communists were gang-raping nuns in Spain. The communists would take priests. They would walk into Catholic churches and they would take the priest there and they would crucify him on his own altar. Absolutely, the things they did in Spain were beyond monstrous. They were destroying the Catholic Church. They were destroying the country itself, destroying... It's not just the economy. Remember, they were doing that too. And Francisco Franco, a very, very, very capable military man, despite the fact that he was short and apparently his voice really sounded like a weenie, he was a capable military man and loved his country and loved the Catholic Church, loved Catholicism. And Franco said, no, 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 we're going to fight it. And they ended up fighting a civil war, and a lot of people died on each side. And so back to your question to me, is there an example of a peaceful transition back to normality once the communists have taken over? No. There's no example. I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you just because I tell you all the time, be smart, be legal, be peaceful. No, there is no historical example of that. However, I will say this. The thing that gives me faith that we have a chance at that, there's a couple things that give me faith that we have a chance at that. One, the states. I bring this up over and over and over and over again because most people listening to the sound of my voice have never lived somewhere else. We don't understand how different the state system is here in America. Now, don't get me wrong. Countries all over the world have states and provinces, and they divide their country up into different regions, right? But so often, that's just for administrative purposes. You don't want to have the central government worrying about the putting in a new water line in some Timbuktu place of the country. So instead, you divide it up. It makes it easier administratively. In America, our states were originally set up to be their own country. You, if you're in the right state, you have gigantic critical infrastructure that is in control of your state. We have states that can band together and fight back against the cultural Marxist filth. We haven't lost all the institutions. Now, nationally, we have. I'm not naive. I know we've lost the government. I'm not talking about either political party. I'm talking about the administrative state. It's packed full of communists now. I know we've lost entertainment. Shoot, we've even lost sports. We've obviously lost the education system. I know all these things. But we have so many little pockets that we still have some institutional control. And these pockets are not so small the federal government can just stomp in and sweep them aside. There are gigantic critical parts of this nation that are red states. If they would band together and stand up to the federal government, they can do a ton of good. Because believe me, the last thing you want is violence. I cannot stress that enough. The people who talk about violence and I'm ready to go and Jesse, it's time, let's take up arms. You've never seen it, man. You've never seen it. It's more terrible than you can imagine. And that's violence somewhere else. Violence in your own hometown? Look, maybe you're sitting there right now and you're saying, no, Jesse, that's ridiculous. I'm ready for civil war. Okay? Look, I get that you're angry. Okay? I'm not even going to insult you at all. That's I'm angry too. Are you ready to hold your wife in your hands as she dies? Your husband? Your child? Your mom? Wake up. That's what a civil war looks like. That's what it looks like. It's in your backyard. It's your family. It's your brother you have to bury in the backyard. If you're not ready for that, Let's focus on local politics and getting a lot more aggressive Republicans in office, state office and local office, because we have things we can save. All right? I'm not quite done yet on the Franco stuff. We have some culture war stuff still to get to. Here, I'll make your life easier. Go get some summer sheets. Then if the Civil War kicks off, at least you'll be in your per cow summer sheets. Because look, if the war ends up being fought in the South like it was last time, it's hot down here. It's like 100 degrees today. You know what I'm not going to do tonight? I'm not going to go home and crawl into my bed and sit there and sweat because I have the Percal sheets from MyPillow. And I want to stress what the guy said yesterday with the email he wrote in. He bought his. He loves his. He wished he'd bought two sets because now they're out of that color. Limited supply. There's nothing I can do about that. There's nothing MyPillow can do about that. The deal is outstanding. It is limited. Go get yourself a couple sets, all right? MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code Jesse. Gosh, they're so nice. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're driving truck or something like that. That's fine. Just pick up the phone. Call 800-845-0544.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, the Eagles are so beautiful, Chris. It's just so wonderful. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get your questions in now. This guy says, Franco had half the generals join him in their conspiracy against the commies. Do we have a conservative nationalist Catholic generals running our military bases? In a drawn-out conflict, organization, industry, supplies, and logistics will decide the war for our country. Who supplies the food to the United States of America? Who supplies the food? Are you getting all that food you eat out of San Francisco? L.A.? Philly? Chicago? New York? Is that who's producing the food? Rural America produces the food in this country. Rural America. And here's the thing about it. Stalin has tried this. Many have tried it before. Mao tried it. You can't force people to farm. You can't force food production. It doesn't work that way. They'll just destroy the whole thing. Keep that in mind, all right? Keep that in mind. Now, we need to switch gears here really quickly. And I'll take some calls shortly, but we have to talk about a little culture war stuff after we hear this idiot Joe Scarborough on MSNBC. I do find this way of thinking fascinating by the American communists. They speak, they're always speaking as if they have all the power and we have none. You communists listening to the sound of my voice understand something. I want you to understand this. It's very common to talk about things like January 6th, like it was an insurrection. You do understand how many weapons and how much ammunition right-wing red America has, right? You understand that right-wing America has more guns and ammunition than every branch of the military and every law enforcement group combined, significantly more. There was no insurrection. You know how I know there was no insurrection? Because if there was, a lot of government people would be dead and we'd have a new government. Remember this. Remember, I'm friends with some of the Secret Service guys, and I had a Secret Service guy tell me one time, he said, Jesse, one of the worst kept secrets out there is this. There's only so many of us. It wouldn't take much of a force to overrun it. They know. We are peaceful people, and we are going to remain peaceful people. But these people speak to us as if they have all the power and we'll always have all the power. This is bizarre.
But you say appeasing the public. You're talking about appeasing conspiracy theorists, insurrectionists, weirdos,
crazy people,
freaks, fascists,
I'm going to play this over again. It's important to remember this is you they're talking about. This is how, don't think this is just Scarborough. All your cultural leaders, they think this about you.
But you say appeasing the public. You're talking about appeasing conspiracy theorists, insurrectionists, weirdos,
crazy people,
freaks, fascists who are now going online talking about violence against the federal judge. These are people, like you said, you're never going to win with this group. But, you know, you look at the people that are squawking the loudest. They're the people. It's what you expect. Someone who's guilty and know that justice is about to come down on them. It's how you expect them to squawk. So I think there's way too much chatter about the concern about these right-wing extremists and fascists. I think you call fascists fascists, and if fascists are going out making threats, I think what you do is you go after them with the law.
But there's also the
rule of law. And if you have people on cable news channels that inspired violence leading up to January the 6th, and then were shocked on January the 6th by the violence that took place, and then after January 6th pretended like they weren't shocked by the violence that took place on January 6th, and they're doing it again. Well, you know, there are legal channels for that too when people obviously get hurt.
You want to have your cable news opponents arrested? Boy, that is interesting. I had no idea cable news hosts were not allowed to excuse and inspire violence.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists, and they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
Any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
But thank goodness for the looters, man.
And please show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I don't care that much about statues.
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do.
You're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is something that has never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
People get mad, and people get sick of it. People are risking COVID to explain to this country that we're fed up.
Most of the major movements in American history have started at the grassroots level, and at some point have turned into direct conflict with American government. So remember your history before you judge your present.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
I disagree.
That is interesting. And these people, they're always calling for your arrest, right? We should arrest them. We should arrest them. He should be arrested. You do understand there's a lot of us, too. You understand that if you continue down this path, there will eventually be a right-wing dictator in this country like Francisco Franco. I've always believed that. I believe in response to a lot of the cultural Marxist filth, which I'm about to play for you, in a response to a lot of this stuff, I do believe there is going to be a monster. I mean not a good person. There will be a monster who will rise from the right, and we will choose him. And I'll tell you, I'll be right there with you voting for him. We will choose him because he will promise to attack the people who have attacked us in our way of life. But they speak as if that day will never come. They speak as if the power dynamic in this country right now is going to remain as it is always. And that is not what history shows. History shows power comes and power goes. And that rhymed, and that was awesome in the end, Chris. What? All right. We have to talk about some culture war stuff. You know what? I'll take some calls too. That's fine. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. You remember the prediction I made in July? In case you forgot, I'm going to play it for you again. And yeah, I turned out to be right. Hang on.
I'm going to find me.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and actually, before we get to all the rest of this stuff here with the culture war stuff and the phone calls and the emails, we actually have breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
We have new COVID guidance out from the CDC. And I give you my word because it's been such a tense week. And I've gotten upset a couple times. You know I don't like to do that. I like to yell and scream. A couple times, Chris. It's Thursday. It was a heavy week, okay? I'm not going to get mad. In fact, I've never been so calm. I just wanted to give you an update on what the new guidance is for COVID from the CDC. Those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. It's no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms. Okay. I'm calm. I've never been so calm and relaxed. I know you think I'm going to freak out. I'm not. I'm so calm. Let's jump to the second one here really quickly. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Do you have any earthly idea how many emails I've had from serving patriotic members of the various branches of the military who have explained to me they are now losing their career and have lost their career because of the vaccine mandate? You have any idea how many people have emailed me outside of the military explaining that their useless piece of crap company required them to get the vaccine and they lost it all because of a vaccine mandate that they now openly admit meant nothing, did nothing, it was all for nothing? You know, let's get past that one. Don't need to rely on the heavy stuff. Do you have any idea? As I read this one that says, students can stay in class after being exposed. By the way, I'll get to the phones in a second. 877-377-4373. Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. So they're finally admitting children are not at risk. Doesn't matter what happens there at all when it comes to kids. This is not a virus that affects children. So for 2 years, we mentally abused an entire generation of children in the United States of America. I'm not even talking about all the high school kids who didn't get to attend a graduation or do the normal things that everyone else they've ever known has always done. I'm not even discussing them. I'm discussing people with learning disabilities, maybe some various special needs and how much they've regressed. I remember like it was yesterday when I did the show one night and I asked people to call in with their COVID stories and a father called in weeping. You can go listen to it. It's February 9th. I'll never forget the date as long as I live. Father called in weeping as he described his son who, you know, had some special needs, was not allowed to go get his regular treatments and get his therapies and things like that he needed. And his son now attacked his mother physically every day because he had regressed so much. And I remember the pain in that father's voice. I'll never forget it till the day I die. I remember reading statistic after statistic about teenage suicides. Teenage girls, especially hardest hit. Suicide numbers went up through the roof. How many parents right now listening to the sound of my voice lost their baby girl because she couldn't see her friends, couldn't go to school, stuck in front of a computer screen, stupid mask on her face, and eventually she just broke and they lost her. And now they're treated today, August 11th, 2022, to the knowledge, finally, the CDC acknowledging it was all for nothing. I'm not even going to go into the testing people had to do without symptoms. It was just the most remarkable thing I've ever seen in my life. The country all of a sudden deciding even people who weren't sick had to get tested. I will never forget this as long as I live. I'm calm. I'm not yelling. Told you I was not going to yell. I'm not going to let myself do it. It's been a heavy enough week out there. I know we're all talking about the Mar-a-Lago raid, and I am too. And actually, I have a little update on that FBI incident from today. I have more journalist Jesse coming up here in a second, but I will just say I hate the people who run this country. I have so much hatred for them. Honestly, it's probably something I need to go home and pray about because it's all of them too. I despise this government. Everyone from the IRS to the FBI and everyone in between, you all make me freaking sick. The Center for Disease Control, forget about you being arrested and put on trial. You should all, every one of you should resign in shame and go live in the mountains somewhere. Maybe ask yourself what kind of a person you really are. If you're at the FDA and you took gargantuan sums of money from the pharmaceutical companies only to turn around and hand out heart attacks and strokes, man, the things I want to say to you, I'll just wait and say those privately. I have so much freaking hatred for the people who run this country and how they have treated normal people. American citizens, American civilians. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to know you deserve so much better than what you got. You deserve so much better than what you got. The people who run this country are a disgrace and a failure. 877-377-4373. Before I get to the calls and the emails, I should update you on that. The guy who attempted to breach, they say. Look, I'll just read this from the New York Post. I don't want to put words in their mouths. This is New York Post. Armed man with ties to January 6th, killed by cops after attempted breach of the office. Apparently that guy's dead now, okay, right? So he was shot dead by police after he attempted to storm the office. I'm reading this. I don't know how much of this is true. Everyone lies now. Shot and killed by police Thursday afternoon, so this just happened recently. He was wearing body armor, pursued by authorities after he took off from the office. Abandoned his car. Apparently, he attempted to breach the visitor screening area. Ran away after he was being confronted. Fired shots at the troopers who were chasing him. That's always going to end one way, fellas. And ended up dead. I don't know. I'm not going to read the guy's name. I could read his name. I'm not going to read the name. I don't know what to believe. You'll notice. Remember when Biden came out? He gave that live press conference about the killing of the head of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and I wouldn't go to it live. The same thing applies here. I'm not going to tell you his name because I don't know what to believe. I'm not going to tell you the exact circumstances because I don't know what to believe, because I have an obligation, and frankly, you have an obligation to distrust everything that comes out of the mouths of our institutions now. I don't know what to believe. I don't know what's real, what's not real. Does look like this guy tried to get in. Looks like this guy's dead now. I will go back to something I said last night. Calm down. I'm not telling you not to be angry, but I'm telling you to understand they're trying to antagonize you so they can hurt you. They are your enemy. They want to hurt you. Legal. Peaceful. Calm down, all right? 877-377-4373. I'll let you have your say in a second. One thing The one thing I definitely think we all need to focus more and more on now is our own personal protection. Who can protect you out there? Well, you. You can guarantee you can. What do you have to protect yourself with? You know I have weapons, right? You know it's not exactly a mystery. I've pulled it up on the simulcast several times. I have a Glock 19 sitting, about 8 inches away from my hand right now. As I do the show every night, it sits right there. Guess what else we have in here? We have hero guns. I have a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun as a supplement to my personal security. Maybe you're not a gun person. Maybe it's all your security. That's fine. It'll shoot pepper balls 100 miles per hour. It'll explode on contact. It will stop somebody in their tracks. It will save your life. Anyone can use it. It has a laser sight. Do not need a concealed carry permit. I love having a non-lethal supplement to my personal protection. Go to hero2020.com and get one for the person you love the most. Might save their life. Use the code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Thank you for some Beach Boys. Chris, I needed that. The blood pressure was rising. You could see it was rising. And I'm fine now. I've never been more calm. I'm the definition of calm. I'm basically like one of those yoga people that use the goose fraba or whatever, the weird words they use. What is it? Yamamoto? I don't know. Somebody does yoga will listen to the show. The wife does that weirdo stuff. I get back to your calls in a second. 877-377-4373. I love this. This gives me a good snicker.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors.
One, that voice. You know what? That's a reminder. I want you, again, listen to this.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors.
Do you have your chalk yet? Do you have your male vitality stack from chalk? Merrick Garland, I don't know if there's like an extra strength male vitality stack, but man, alive, chalk, if you could reach out to him, get him extras. Everyone else, natural herbal supplements, a hardcore anti-communist American company, U.S. manufacturing. They love this freaking country. Male Vitality Stack. Again, all natural. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You hear me, Merrick? Ladies, you're not off the hook. Female Vitality Stack. Get stronger. Get better. Sleep better. Go. I love the lit powder, too. You might want to look into that. Chalk.com, chok.com, promo code Jesse. Get you 35% off the entire store. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right, see, now that I remain calm, I haven't even gotten to my culture war thing because we had breaking news. I'm too busy being a journalist. Ilion, Pennsylvania, go.
Hi, it's Eileen from Pennsylvania.
Sorry, Eileen, I went to community college.
Well, on that note, I just finished sending you an email complaining that your phone number that's on the website didn't work. And I thought it was because of the, Verizon folks that my liberal family member has for our phone plan. But then I realized you guys got the wrong number. You have 887 instead of 8.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Eileen, switch to Pure Talk. Chris, what kind of level of professionalism are we dealing with here? Get a hold of the suits and tell them to change the phone number. Gosh, that is amateur hour around here. Mike in Colorado, go.
Okay, I want to talk about something else, but the last caller, she's absolutely right. It's one of the things I've noticed is that it says 887. But anyways, I'll get to my point. You are so right about staying calm. People, I am one of the angriest persons on the planet. I marched around my apartment yelling and screaming after this Donald Trump rally of what I'm going to do, but I didn't do because I'm not. Just stay calm, people. We've got a few months left, okay?
Stay calm. Stay calm. They remember, they are dying for you to do something. They are dying for you to give them an excuse to expand their authority, attack you, attack your family, destroy your life, lock you up. They're dying for you to do something dumb and violent and illegal. Yes, they suck, all right? As bad as anything can suck. However, stay calm. Relax, all right? Doug in Pennsylvania, go.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Love your show. Hey, I'd like to comment on Christopher Wray's feeble and political, laughable, insulting defense of the FBI. And I think every good American knows that the rank and file is patriotic and hardworking, but that does not excuse the upper echelons after what they did with the Steele dossier. They have no credibility. And
well, I mean, what they did with everything. Okay, listen to this again.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors.
Unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI? I know you already know this, so I don't, look, I'm not trying to act like you're some kind of an idiot, but I just think it would be helpful for you to remember and me to remember. Do you remember the name Kevin Kleinsmith? He was an FBI attorney. And Kevin Kleinsmith got in his possession documentation, and he looked at the documentation they were going to take to the FISA court, and one of the answers, I forget which one it was a yes or no answer, and he changed it from yes to no or no to yes. I forget what the details were on it, but black and white, changed it, falsified evidence on documentation to then bring that documentation to the FISA court so the FISA court would approve a warrant to spy on Donald Trump's campaign. And when Kevin Kleinsmith was discovered to have done this, do you have any idea how many days he spent in jail? Zero. In fact, are you ready to really go through the roof? Kevin Kleinsmith, as we speak, is not even disbarred. In fact, he's been given full open carte blanche to practice law again the rest of his life. He lied on forms to violate the civil rights of a private citizen of this country, did not go to federal prison for the rest of his life. He's a rich Washington, D.C. lawyer. So don't you freaking dare stand up there and talk about the integrity of the FBI, the integrity of the DOJ. You can take your integrity talk and roll it up in a nice tight little wad and shove it where the sun don't shine. You have no trust. You have no integrity. And I have news for everybody. This goes way beyond the FBI. This is everyone in the system. Every single person. You cannot threaten your way back to having trust. You cannot shame us. You cannot censor us. There is one way and only one way to get trust back once trust is lost. You be open. You be honest. You hold yourself accountable. You hold yourself accountable publicly. You do it right in front of us, and you get on your knees and you beg for forgiveness. If you think you're going to, well, I'll not let you insult the integrity, go screw yourself. You have no integrity. You have no trust. In fact, I'll take it a step further. If you're an American citizen listening to the sound of my voice and you do trust the FBI right now, you're a chump. You're a sucker and a chump. You want to be lied to. And I have no respect for people who want to be lied to. Step out of yesteryear and welcome to today. They've been lying to you, trying to make you the enemy of America for at least 6 years. And let's be frank, the FBI has been doing things like this for decades right now. If you still trust what they say, whether it be Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Joe Biden, if you believe what these people say when they step up to the microphone, you're a chump. What's that great line from that movie Rounders? If you can't spot the sucker when you sit down at the table in the first 30 minutes, you are the sucker. If the Attorney General of the United States of America and the Director of the FBI tell you to trust them and you do, you are the sucker. All right, I'll get back to these calls. I still have to get to this culture war stuff. Gosh, there's so much happening right now. Hang on. She is headed for the cheating side of town.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.